We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Caring and Kids.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hey there, I'm Alexa.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Morgan. And here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Well, did you know that today we're going to be recording our 200th Karen and Kids program? And we're celebrating our 5th anniversary on the air. Alexa has been with us since the very first day, and I've asked a couple of other original kids to come back and join us. Caitlin?
Hi.
And Jamie?
Hey, guys.
Good to see you guys again. And I thought it would be fun to start off with a soundbite from the very first program.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Karen. Thanks for joining us. Our Bible verse for today is from the book of 1 John, chapter 3. Jamie, why don't you read that for us?
How great is the love the Father has given us that we should be called the children of God. And
that is what we are.
Let's sing about it.
And look where we are now. We have gone from one station, WRBS in Baltimore, to over 260 stations all over the world.
It's awesome to think how God has used our ministry and made it grow.
Who would have thought that God would use us in this mighty way? But He can do more than we can ever imagine.
Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen."
God has been at work in all of our lives.
And all that we have accomplished is because of Him.
We give Him the glory.
But God is not finished with us.
Paul wrote to Christ's followers in Philippi,
"I thank my God every time I remember you.
In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus."
We are all works in progress.
As we live each day, we will look to God our Father for direction, knowing that He will finish the good work He has started in us.
We are disciples of Jesus.
Over the last 5 years, God has brought 30 children to record and sing with us. Did you think it was that many kids?
No.
30
way.
Children. Do you remember Ashton? Some of
yeah.
you probably do. Well, we were recording a program on fear, and here's what he shared.
"I'm afraid of falling off my bunk bed.
Ooh, okay.
And then landing on a train set, which I have underneath. I'm also afraid of going to another person's house and seeing animals' heads on a plaque at a person who has all these deer heads sitting there, and the first thing when I when I went to sleep, I mean, when they turned off the lights, it was really scary because I felt like they're going to come back alive and then they're going to kill us in the room.
What a guy. And Alexa and Jamie and Carolyn may remember another one of our original kids, Jennifer. She was a gymnast. Remember, Jennifer? And yeah. Every time we take a break, what did she do? You remember, Alexa?
Well, we were downstairs and we'd go out on the, like, fireplace thing. Mm-hmm. And we'd all, like, be trying to do, like, handstands and, like, flips and stuff.
Yeah, she was always flipping and handstands and headstands and cartwheels. And she was something else. And Kaya was with us quite a few years back. And she used to love to sing. She was a great little singer, too. And sometimes she would quietly be singing her own little songs while we were recording the program. Listen to what her mic picked up.
I'm real. The way you walk, the way you talk.
She was just in her own little world there, wasn't she? Yeah. I don't know if she was paying attention to Miss Karen at that time. Well, then, we have another funny soundbite here from Sam, one of our newest members. And you all know the four Gospels, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen to this.
Matthew.
Mark.
Luke. And that's my name, too.
And Sam.
Oh, Sam! Yeah. And we've got some more bloopers.
Jesus wants us to love our neighborhood.
My neighborhood.
Abraham had a Sarah named Isaac.
What? Abraham had a Sarah named Isaac.
Dear Jesus, thank you for teaching us how to face trails in our life.
Trails.
I don't remember praying that.
He has prepared a place for us in heaven.
Prepared.
Repair.
Hosanna is the highest.
Hosanna.
Oh, Hallie. Well, do you remember when Morgan and Becca both thought they were Alexa? You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's listen.
I'm Ashton.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Hi there, I'm Alexa.
I just called myself Alexa.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hey, I'm Alexa.
Alexa!
Alexa!
We're so poor. Everybody wants to be you, Alexa. What can we say? There you go. There you go. Well, we have shared the gospel message, and we've had lots of fun, too, haven't we?
Yeah.
And each child has brought their knowledge and love of the Lord to share with our listeners. Time to share some of our memories, and I'm going to ask the three kids who have been here the longest maybe to start off and just share with us maybe some memories you have.
Well, I remember our first show. We were sitting in Miss Karen's living room, and
we had like this big party. We had everybody here, and it was like really early in the morning because we weren't used to getting up that early on Saturday.
Right.
And we were all sitting there, and as soon as it came on, every time we heard our voices, we would like giggle hysterically and could not stop.
Yeah. That was the first time you heard yourself on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, gosh, 200 programs. Woo. And you've been on a lot of them, Alexa. How about Jamie or Caitlin? You have a special memory that, because you guys are in high school now, and Jamie, you're one more year of high school, and you'll be off to college.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I know you guys grow up so fast.
Well, I remember recording at Hunt Valley Church.
Yeah. Before Tony.
Before
BT.
Tony. And
BT.
Who did we have?
Paul.
Oh, yeah. And what did Paul like to do?
Sleep.
I just think that's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember making out the song about Paul when he was on vacation. Yeah. We were like, Paul, Paul, where are you?
Yeah, because
come back, Paul.
Right, because even when Paul wasn't there, we still needed him,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because Miss Karen didn't really know anything about all that technical stuff.
Miss Karen had to, like, record and then, like, move over to her mic and then talk and, like, press the buttons and everything.
I don't think we got anything done that day.
And I think God really brought Tony to us to jumpstart it. Because I think if it had not been for Tony, we probably still would be struggling, or maybe we would have given up by now.
Yeah.
But he was just the right person to get us sounding really good. How about you, Caitlin? Do you have any special memory?
Today when I walked in and I saw my chair that I had made so many years ago.
Yeah, it's still here. That's right.
It was kind of special because we all had our own chairs. And
yeah, and you both sang on lots of our songs. Children of God that we use at the beginning of each show, we still hear your voices. And reading the scripture, too. You remember the verse?
How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We are God's children.
We want more kids all over the world to know Jesus.
To know his love.
To share his love.
We want God's kingdom to grow.
That's why we do our program.
That's the reason we sing.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for calling each one of us to this ministry.
You have blessed us with 200 programs.
5 years of serving and telling other children about Jesus.
We love Jesus.
Help us to focus on him.
He is everything that we could ever need.
It is Holy Day we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And thanks for helping to make our ministry grow.
We appreciate your prayers and support.
Over the years, so many people have helped us.
John Grant, who produces our music.
Tony Corelli, who engineers our program and gives us so much more.
Thanks to our parents, who drive us to the studio each week.
They also help the ministry in lots of other ways.
God has put together an awesome team.
As we look ahead, we don't know how God will use our ministry.
But we know that he is in control.
We will be ready to serve him.
Please continue to keep us in your prayers.
We would love to hear from you.
Here's how to contact us. You can call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
God has richly blessed our ministry.
Karen and Kids has so many reasons to celebrate.
Come and see what the Lord has done.
We give him the glory.
We praise his name. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we
your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.